morning. Susan was talking about having a throat issue. I kind of have the same problem, I guess. But I think I'll get through this. Hope you all had a great holy day yesterday. We did. We have the pleasure of being able to bring our grandson over here today, so that's nice too. And here we are. Almost hard to believe. April 11th, 2015. The world we live in is still going. But it certainly is firing out of control ever faster. How long it will go, we don't know. We have witnessed many changes through the last couple decades. We're talking about it on the way down. But I think it shows that we have a very patient and perfect God that is not forever going to hold still. But one thing has not changed. One thing has not changed. And that's our calling. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His promises are true. And they will happen. We know that God has called us to be His children. And He's testing us to see what we're made of. We are called to be kings and priests for the world to come. That's the most important priority we have. Jesus Christ says, "Seek me first, the kingdom of God, and His righteousness." This kingdom to come, which will be completely opposite from world that we live in today. If we are to have a world opposite from the world today, then we certainly will need leadership that is completely different, a different character than the leadership of the world today. Character is what God is testing us for. The question is, what character are you and I made of? Is it good? Or is it bad? So today I would like to talk about character. What is character? And what kind of character must we be in order to be fit to be kings and priests? You don't just become kings and priests automatically. Let's, before we go any further, see what Webster has to say about character. Webster's Living Dictionary describes character as the moral constitution of a person or a people. Now, using the word moral is able to come out of touch now. It's almost not politically correct to use the word. Character is the moral backbone of what we are, whether it is good. It's the moral constitution of our very being. Many years ago, when I was young, I remember reading a quote. What did he say, D.C.? Poor church? He used to say that back when I first came to the church. That was D.C. This was D.C. It doesn't matter, it's still a good quote. The quote was, and I don't know who I'm quoting here, but and I don't think I knew him back then, but character is what we are when we are by ourselves in the dark. In other words, character is what we do when we think we're in Jesus. There is something about human nature that thinks no one sees it. The truth of the matter is, though, that no one will ever be able to completely get away from anything. So God sees all things. Turn with me over to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Sabbaths as well. Here we read, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, before the grave, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day, the darkness and the light are both the light to you. In other words, God can see in the dark. If you think you got away with it because of the dark, He still can see it. Let's always remember that God knows everything that we do. The Apostle Paul said, and let's turn over to Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 7. He said, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he shall reap. Character is what we are. We are alone by ourselves. Sorry. We will never be able to hide from God if we read the Psalms. He's going to bring all things to light. But He wants us, God wants us to grow and overcome. It just comes through the days of unleavened bread, which is what that's all about. Yesterday about this, and character is what we need to develop. Let's look what kind of character we should be. Matthew 5, verse 14. Matthew 5, verse 48. This is a tall order. Yet, God has made way for us to be able to achieve this. Christ said here, therefore you shall be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Now when you think about what God is, and that we are to be perfect like the Father is, it's easy to become discouraged. So our character should reflect that of God the Father, Jesus Christ. We should strive for perfection, but I'm not going to stand up here and say all of us will achieve that. It's only possible through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and that is, of course, for God and for sin. We should strive for perfection. We should always remember we are to be kings and priests, and as kings and priests, we must rule as God would rule. We must rule as God would rule. We must have the fear of God. That's not a fear where we are constantly afraid. It's an awe and respect that we have for our Father, what He stands for, the very mind of God in us. We need to have His character. We are to be in His kingdom. He has made that possible. He has offered us the Holy Spirit. He has made a way of forgiveness for sins. All we need to do is press forward. It says, he who endures to the end shall be saved. For one last scripture, let's go over to Philippians 2. Selfish ambition or conceit, But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. And then verse 4, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. It's not only about me. It's about everyone. It's about what God's doing, big picture. That's the mind of God. And really, when you think about it, God would not have seen Jesus Christ as the eternal bliss, never even offered us salvation. But he did. Outgoing concern for others. Have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to grasp, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. It takes a very humble being to do something like that. And that's just what Jesus Christ did. And we are called to be kings and priests. I do have another scripture here. I forgot about it. Sorry. You're probably thinking, well, he's almost done. Got ahead of myself. If we are to be kings and priests for the coming world, then we must have the character of our elder brother Jesus Christ. And to be called to become perfect as he is a tall order. For our last scripture, find it here. 1 Peter 2, verse 20. If you are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. We are to follow his example. Just another time to remind us. But verse 22, he was not like we are in this regard, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth, who when he was rivaled, did not revile. When he was reviled, did not revile others. In return, when he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. There's a lot said in verse 23. When he suffered, he didn't threaten others. And he suffered wrongfully. But he committed himself to him who judges righteously. He looked to the Father. Being the Son of God in the flesh, he did not try and solve the problem. Well, I know that's one of my big problems, to try to solve them on my own. Complete trust in God, no excuses. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and his only Son was with humble character, and was willing to empty himself, his glory, and become a mere human being that was sinless and died so that we could become perfect as he is perfect. As we go about our business into the future, throughout the weeks ahead, let's remember our calling. Let's remember to develop godly character. Let's apply what we learn. Look to our Creator for strength, his Spirit, and remember that character is what we are when we are alone by ourselves. All right.